This week, construction on the 220-mile high-voltage line began along a 12-mile Minnesota segment in a small township called Midway. This week, at least one property owner stopped a bulldozing crew from entering his land. Others are allowing 40-foot holes to be dug and concrete poured for tower footings. Powerline opponent Save Our Unique Lands President Tom Krieger is calling an emergency rally at Midway Township Sunday. He says Midway is a good place to stop construction.
Any individual piece of the puzzle could actually be the death sentence to the Arrowhead Weston transmission line, and Midway in its own unique way is every bit as important as any other area of the transmission line as things progress.
But contractors for Minnesota Power are busy working around the landowners against the line. Minnesota Power's Margaret Hodnick refuses to say how many people have not given their approval, but she says that isn't relevant.
We live in a country where people can have freedom of expression, so they can certainly express their opinions. We started construction this week, as you know, and we've poured three foundations, and we'll be progressing with that next week. So we're moving ahead.
While this $420 million project is due to be completed in 4 years, Minnesota Power and American Transmission Company have yet to get approval from several Wisconsin counties and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.